Iran's war reshapes the Gulf and the global economy. Iran has struck Kuwait's power and water infrastructure for 4 consecutive days, degrading its national grid during peak summer heat. Temperatures in the Gulf region regularly exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit in July. Kuwaiti authorities have urged residents to ration electricity and cut air conditioning use, a directive that carries life-threatening implications for the elderly and the sick. Kuwait has formally summoned Iran's ambassador in protest, though the diplomatic gesture offers little practical relief to a civilian population whose infrastructure is under sustained attack. Analysts note that Kuwait is not a combatant in the conflict. The strikes appear designed to send a coercive message to every Gulf Cooperation Council member about the cost of proximity to American interests. The Pentagon is in the process of formally identifying a U.S. soldier killed in the conflict, a marker of how directly American forces are now exposed. President Trump has publicly vowed to strike Pickaxe Mountain, a fortified underground facility that American and Israeli intelligence reportedly link to Iranian nuclear activity, while simultaneously weighing whether to pursue a ceasefire. Those postures appear contradictory, but the logic may be one of coercive negotiation, keeping Iran uncertain about whether a strike is imminent while leaving a diplomatic off-ramp open. Iran's military command has responded in explicit terms, warning that any attack on nuclear sites would trigger what it called a powerful assault on U.S. and allied interests across the region. The Treasury Department announced it froze a $130 million IRGC cryptocurrency wallet and identified what it described as Khamenei's money man, the individual reportedly managing digital asset flows for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The public announcement functions as part of a broader information war, signaling that the U.S. has developed real-time visibility into how the IRGC moves money through digital channels. J.P. Morgan's analysis found that Trump's Truth Social posts about the conflict now move Treasury yields by less than 1 basis point, suggesting the bond market has effectively priced in the rhetorical volatility and is waiting for concrete policy outcomes. The broader economic damage is compounding in interlocking ways. Oil at $90 feeds inflation. Inflation strengthens the dollar. A stronger dollar increases the cost of servicing dollar-denominated debt for emerging market economies, squeezing currencies already under pressure. Japan's yen, at 163 per dollar, is at its weakest since 1986, a level that makes imported energy significantly more expensive and threatens to destabilize the yen carry trade, in which investors have borrowed at Japan's near-zero rates to invest in higher-yielding assets globally. Global shipping operating costs are hitting records. The decision Trump is reportedly weighing, ceasefire or escalation, will determine whether the next phase of that economic story is managed pain or something significantly worse. Even prominent Trump-aligned media voices, including Laura Ingraham, have publicly urged him to find an exit before the midterms.